Hello, you are listening to KXRW 99.9. This is Maggots Near Speaker. I am Trevor Perverser.
And I am Primitive Dan.
We have a very cool episode. I know I say that a lot. They're all cool, but this one is really cool. We're going to be focusing primarily on bands from Japan.
Yes, a lot of people that are perhaps the unbaptized to the genre might not be aware that Japan is actually a hotbed of very sick bands, both punk and metal, and has been for many decades, really since the beginning, with bands like Flower Traveling Band doing like Black Sabbath covers in like 1971, I think. So it's been part of it the whole time.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to try to go all over the map with this one. So you're going to hear a lot of stuff of like, you know, heavy metal, sort of black metal, grind, death metal, slower death metal. I mean, there is some punk stuff. There is so much good stuff from Japan. So we're going to try to do
A smorgasbord.
So we're going to start off light. For you guys, and it's going to get crazier as it goes along, so we're going to start off first with, I think, a band that a lot of people who are into Japanese metal know, Loudness, with their song Crazy Nights.
Come on! We'll be right back. loves you. I'm done. Watch out!
And we're back here in the KXRW studios here on 99.9 KXRW Vancouver. This is Maggots in Your Speaker with me, your host, Primitive Dan.
And Trevor Perverser.
We've been listening to some wild and woolly Japanese tunes for the last 25-ish minutes. I'm going to go over what those songs you just heard were. That last song you heard there was Trimethyl Laminuria Xeroderma Pigmentosum Polyposis by Viscera Infest. Before that was Maximum Rotting Corpse by Butcher ABC. Before that was Mental Disease by Unholy Grave. Preceding that was Blank is Blanking Big. You'll have to refer to the song list to get the full title there, but that was by Barbados. Before that was the song Black Fire by Sabat. Preceding that was Orgasm by X Japan. And preceding that was the song Crazy Nights by Loudness off of their Thunder in the East record. All those bands from Japan, kind of all over the place in terms of sound. I tried to set it up so it was like kind of some classic heavy metal into some faster metal into some evil metal into some like gruesome death metal. I hope it wasn't too jarring for everyone.
I will say, obviously looking at it, it's like Holy Grave sounds crazy, but even just for Butcher ABC going to Viscera Infest, like Viscera Infest sounds like such a leap of just extreme. Yeah. Here's a fun thing. We were talking behind the scenes. So we were talking about that the first song, Crazy Nights by Loudness,
yeah,
where I was like, I swear I read something about like something was improvised in that song. And the lyrics are pretty funny too. It seems like the lyrics are just improvised. But it turns out that shouting where it sounds like, hey, 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 he's singing, or they're chanting MZA, which doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, there was going to be fixed in post-production with an actual chant, but they just didn't.
Yeah, so it's MZA, doesn't mean anything, and they just left it in there instead of fixing it. So I thought that was very funny.
Yeah. Crazy Nights is a great track just because it's sort of like got all of the elements of every other heavy metal song sort of rolled into it. There's kind of the ballady parts, but then there's the crunchy kind of fast mean parts. It's got it all in there. Anyway, I guess the other thing I should mention is that Viscera Infest, that last band we heard, a very crazy band. They did play a one-off show in Portland several years ago, and it was insane. It was legendary. I got a concussion at that gig. A bunch of people stage dived all at once, and we just kind of like crushed the front row, and I like landed on my head, and it was a legendary show. And I guess it was a one-off show. I don't know if they're gonna ever come back. So I guess it's just, you know, nanner nanner boo boo. I got to see him, and you didn't. So I don't have any other depth to that other than it was sick.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, we probably need to take a little break and hear a word from our KXRW partners.
Programming like this is made possible by support from High Five Cannabis, your local cannabis connection in Vancouver and Stevenson, Washington. High Five offers flower, concentrates, edibles, tinctures, topicals, and more. Whether you're new to cannabis or know what you need, their staff is available to assist. If you go to highfivecannabis.com, spelled H-I-G-H, the number 5, cannabis.com, you can learn about their specials like Munchie Monday, Senior Tuesdays, Waxy Wednesdays, and Loyalty Thursdays. Again, that's highfivecannabis.com. Oh, you know it. Big thank you to Georgie's Garage and Grill for supporting KXRW programming. They offer a full bar and signature meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner that is not the usual bar food. Their food will keep you coming back for more. Dine in or take out. They also offer a venue space for live music and community events. Georgie's Garage and Grill is located downtown Vancouver at 606 Broadway Street. More information can be found at georgiesgarageandgrill.com.
Discover our city's hidden gem, hiding right below the sidewalk. Underbar is a speakeasy-themed cocktail lounge located downtown Vancouver. As an LGBTQ-friendly and gay-owned space, it is a go-to destination for weekly events such as comedy, trivia, bingo, and open mic nights. Local artists are featured every first Friday of the month, and every fourth Sunday is Underbar's Underground Drag Brunch Show, 2 to 4 p.m. More information and location can be found at underbarvancouver.com. That's underbarvancouver.com.
Thank you to those partners. That's the right thing to say, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome back. This is KXRW 99.9, Maggots in Your Speaker. I am Trevor Perverser.
And this is Primitive Dan.
So we are about the halfway point in the Japanese metal, punk, whatever episode. And, you know, it was a little ease in. I think it got a little crazy towards the end with Viscera Infest, but I'll tell you right now, this second half is akin to ripping off the Band-Aid. So it's going to get a little bit crazy in here. There's some pretty crazy song titles on this side, some pretty extreme sounding bands, you know, listener beware. Yeah,
cultural differences, and, yeah. You know, we gotta embrace, you know, cultures from outside the United States here and just, you know, give them some grace, you know?
So, starting off with the most graceful song title on this entire playlist is infamous band Gizm with their song Tear Their Giant.
Tear out you the pieces, the shifting fashions. Hate how hate them right, so far as souls. Silly fashions, silly fashions, till the silly fashions, to play me, silly fashions. Silly buttons, still the silly buttons. The baby, kill I kill the poverty, the gonorrhea face. But I'll find them in the shaft of the gonorrhea face. Gonorrhea face, gonorrhea face, kill the gonorrhea face. Poverty, gonorrhea face, kill the gonorrhea face.
Welcome back. This is KXRW 99.9, Maggots in Your Speaker. This is Trevor Perverser.
And Primitive Dan.
All right. So you made it. You made it to the end. You powered through. And we're going to read some of those songs back to you real quick. So that last song you heard was Bound to Death by Anatomia. Before that was Death File by Transgressor. I believe the name Death File is a reference to a shockumentary from Japan, but I'm not 100% sure. If so, kind of a cool title. Before that was Gurgling Spiral Repulsion by Gore Beyond Necropsy. Before that was the alternate version of Under the Stench by Coffins. Before that was E.E. Nari by Gauze, although the version we have is a completely different title, which I can't say on the air. Before that was The Crown Bearer by Abigail. And before that, the song that kicked off the second half was Tear the by Gizm.
Yeah, definitely a more cohesive playlist than the first half. But yeah, some good classics in there all around. Some, actually, you had a couple of good deep cuts in there as well, sort of older stuff. But yeah, once again, I guess keeping it more metal this time on the whole.
I think for anybody who's listening that might be, you know, trying to find more bands and dip their toes into some more deep cuts, I feel like a great place to start is Japan. For everything from like grindcore to death metal to punk to, you know, all that stuff, I think that's a great place. There's a lot of very cool, unique bands that you could check out. And a lot of times, I feel like a lot of them, they sound like their own thing. Like, when you go to other places, it's like, this band sounds like they're ripping off this or that. With Japan, a lot of the bands, that's their sound.
Yeah.
But we got one more track on the end that we're going to play out.
Yeah, playing us out.
And that last track is going to be, let me pull it up real quick, is Genocide.
Genocide Nippon, but it's like a sub... name, because it's Genocide from Japan.
Yeah. So it's be Genocide's Doomsday.
For over 20 years, Vancouver Family Magazine has been covering local news, recreation, travel, education, parenting, personalities, and more. We connect your family to people, places, ideas, organizations, helpful resources, and local stories. Pick up your copy every month at over 300 locations all over Clark County or read online at vancouverfamilymagazine.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and X for even more local news and family fun at Vancouver Family.
If you're looking for pizza in East Vancouver, consider visiting Giuliano's Pizzeria in the Cascade Park Fisher's Landing neighborhood. For 37 years, Giuliano's has been a choice for Clark County residents. Giuliano's has a casual classic rock atmosphere, open 7 days a week, and they provide table service allowing you to relax and enjoy your meal with family and friends. If you have a large crowd to feed, Giuliano's can deliver six or more extra large pizzas to your office or event. More information can be found at giulianospizza.com.
On Point Removal Services offers residential, office, and construction junk removal throughout Clark County and beyond. For more info, please call 360-728-0093 or go online to onpoint-removal.com.